You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes. Across the way is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Of course, we will have more with you coming up in just a little bit, but sitting across the table from me this morning, as we do every other Thursday, is the Executive Director of WASA's Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. And Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been doing more marathons, or are you taking up
the season has come to an end?
But no, it's always good to see you here. The first thing I said to you when you came in, because I was looking at just your Facebook page and getting information about what's going on at the Grand, it looks like in recent days, in weeks, it's been some really good shows and a lot of good response.
Yeah, a lot of really good shows. You know, last week we had the great Molly Tuttle, Grammy Award winner, now Grammy nominated again, for her brand new album. And I have to say, that was truly one of the best shows we've ever hosted, which was amazing because Molly woke up that morning with no voice. And thanks to one of our fantastic board members who's a physician, got her in, got her taken care of, and she was able to perform that night. And
well,
nobody...
I got to jump in right now, because last winter I had a problem with that. I'm going to have to call you up.
That's all. You call me, we'll get you, you know.
I don't know if my name is quite as big there, but I mean,
we'll see what we can do. But a great night with her, the 615 Collective, you know, up and coming Nashville band, put on a really fantastic show on Sunday. You know, sort of the covering something completely different. Teresa Caputo, of course, the Long Island Medium, for a sold out show. And you know, funny thing was, in addition to doing her thing, she also felt compelled multiple times to insult people who were wearing Packers gear because of course Packers were playing
New York Giants
that day. So so that was kind of a fun thing. And then had a great couple of days with Brass Queens doing their 10x10 show and some residency, and of course you know, Mark Martel, One Vision of Queen, always a hit at the Grand. So yeah, it's been a busy but fun really 7 days.
Well, last night I saw the Brass Queens, and brass, there's something about brass. It just, it explodes, doesn't it?
It really does, and those artists are so talented, you know, and all-female band from New York, and, you know, it's rare that we bring an artist right back on the 10x10 series. They had been on our stage a year ago, but we brought them back because it was, you know, unanimous. People were like, please bring them back. Please. I need to bring my friends. And so we not only had a sold out show, we had about 100 students from area high schools, middle schools up in the balcony watching the show because they had worked with them, and they actually did 3 days of residency work in the community, working with did 5 different activities at 4 different schools and with a couple of community organizations. And so yeah, amazing sound, amazing artists, educators, residency community engagers, like it was a good couple of days with them.
And you mentioned Teresa Caputo sold out on Sunday again. Was it like a 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
So again, it wasn't a case where it was well after the Packer game, and yet you sell it out. I mean, it shows really again the amazement of the audiences around here, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, that's I have to say, when they booked that date, you know, with us as you know, the promoter bringing it in, I said, well, boy, it's going to be a noon game, and they're like, yeah, we'll be fine. And they were right. They, you know, just a unique thing. I think it just shows the thing I like as we get to this time of year is the schedule truly does offer something for everyone, you know, whether it's that or family shows or Broadway, I mean, music, you name it. And, you know, little bit of everything on the schedule for us.
Before we started, I mentioned to you that, you know, sometimes there is a a bit of mystery on what shows will just connect. And there are wonderful shows that sometimes don't find an audience, and there are other shows, wonderful shows, that always find an audience. And I imagine over the years, you continue to learn. And as much as you do learn, you'll never be able to be, say, the psychic.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, exactly. It's the, as somebody once said, booking shows in our industry is, it's like legalized gambling. I mean, it is, because you're putting out the money and you're hoping to get a return on your investment, hoping, that the audience will come. And, sometimes, there are shows that hit that you aren't expecting them to, and there are other ones that you are convinced until the day the show happens that, the house is going to be full, and you realize, nope, this one just didn't connect for whatever reason. Sometimes it's other events going on, sometimes it's where it lands in the calendar. Like you said, you can do this for a lot of years, and I've been doing it for a lot of years, and there are still the mysteries, good and bad, in this business.
We will have more with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, coming up in just a few minutes at 7:22. We're going to talk a bit about some of the shows coming into the Grand during a very busy holiday season. Also, we're going to ask Sean about maybe some of the surprises, because sometimes you bring in a show that maybe you think might succeed or maybe not succeed, and it just succeeds beyond all imagination. What shows surprised Sean Wright in terms of how they connected with audiences, how successful they were? So we'll talk about that. And also coming up in a little bit, we're going to tell you about a person that you would not normally expect to be a performer at the Grand Theater, who will be coming to the Grand in early 2026. It's somebody that's not really a performer, but somebody that a lot of folks have got a lot of joy from the last couple of years down in Milwaukee. So who is that person? Well, we'll let you know coming up a little bit later on in the program. Again, it is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up on the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. We are going to have an information update, find out what's happening around the country, around the world, around the state, and around here in North Central Wisconsin. Our Isabella Nieto will have the latest news from Central Wisconsin. And then after that, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are continuing our conversation with the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Mr. Sean Wright. Let me ask you, because you said you've done it for a long time, what was the biggest surprise in a positive way? Maybe a show that, you probably maybe had to have your arm twisted just a little bit to bring you on in, and then all of a sudden it turned into something just massive.
Yeah, I have to say, two shows stand out during my time here, and it's funny because they're very, very different shows. The first was, when we brought The Price is Right live here, and I'd been pitched those sort of game show in-person shows for years and went, really? Are people really going to? You can watch The Price is Right 24 hours a day if you want to online. And it sold out in 40 minutes. And I went, I guess we need to do a second show. Can we do a second show? And so you have that. And so that's just on the, you realize, there's a real connection there for people. And it's a family thing, and it's friends, and everybody dresses up, and it's a whole, It's a beautiful piece of comfort food. Plus, there's the fact that, you legitimately, who doesn't want to come on down? Everybody's right. Had that, if I were on the show, I would have gotten that right. So that's one. It's so funny. The other one, completely, completely different, is, of course, the beautiful, and this is, as we get in the holiday season, the beautiful All Is Calm about the truce on Christmas Eve back in World War I. And knew it was a beautiful show, knew that it would, our audience would absolutely adore it. But it is, you know, it's a uplifting, but it's not an easy, you know, show. Mm-hmm. It requires your attention. There's not, in a world of big Broadway musicals, it's a very sparse set. Mm-hmm. It's the same actors wearing the same costumes for 90 minutes. And the show sold out. And we brought it back and it sold out again, and we'll bring it back again at some point. And just every time we bring it, I am struck by the audience and their just level of, you know, it's the exact opposite of Price is Right, where people are excited and doing everything. The level of, of just engagement on a, people are watching and listening and taking in, and, you know, respect is almost the word. It's, you know, there are parts of that show where it's just dead silent in the grand because they are admiring the artistry that's on the stage, but also the story that inspired it. Mm. So, yeah, that's the thing. It's two very, very, very different shows, but also, you know, two shows that have been very good to us and very good to our patrons.
Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, let's look ahead, because again, we're a week away from Thanksgiving, the Christmas season, and we've banged this drum a lot that this is truly one of the busiest times of the year for you guys.
It absolutely is. You know, on Friday night, you know, tomorrow night, the great Dusty Slay, comedian there. I mean, he is the next big thing in the Nate Bargatze comedy tree. You know, Nate Bargatze's got, coaches have coaching trees, the Shanahan tree, and Nate Bargatze's got his comedy tree, and Dusty Slay is there. So if you're, you know, very much like Nate, observational, clean comedy, just a fun night. Saturday, Cirque Dreams Holidays, the evening show is sold out. The 3 p.m. show still has maybe about 50, 60 tickets left at the last time I checked. So there's still an opportunity to come out and see that. And then as we get into next week, it's the next show on our Broadway series with Tina, the Tina Turner musical, Tuesday and Wednesday. A few seats left on Tuesday, decent availability on Wednesday night. And then, yeah, after the Thanksgiving holiday, it is full-on holiday programming from Nutcracker to Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Mannheim Steamroller, and don't forget Steve-O. Very much celebrate the holidays with Steve-O in December. One of those is not like the other. But yes, the schedule absolutely ramps up. It's already ramped up. But yes, the holiday season is good, quickly upon us.
You mentioned Tina coming up next week, the part of your Broadway series. In terms of the Broadway shows that you bring in, do you see the shows? Do you get information on all these shows? How much do you... I guess, yeah, is it when you make these decisions, is it based on seeing the entire show, or is it just based on information?
It really depends on the show. You know, there are definitely a lot of shows that I get the opportunity to see before they are here. There are other shows that just because, scheduling of being in, when I'm in New York, I don't get the opportunity to see. And so then at that point, you're really relying on the word of mouth, especially on the touring side, because some of the touring productions, obviously, you know, if it's a star-driven production on Broadway, you want to make sure that in the touring world, it still stands up. And right. So this is a show that, you know, has been to Appleton. It's been to the Overture Center and to Madison, and talking to colleagues there. They just absolutely, absolutely raved about it. And so, you know, that knowing the story, knowing the talent behind it, knowing the music and everything, and then you hear from colleagues and patrons and, you know, mm-hmm. I think my parents actually saw this one in St. Louis as part of their Broadway series. So you even get advice from them that you need to bring this show.
I imagine it's going to be big energy.
Yes, a lot of energy.
I would think big energy in the middle of the week. So again, get those tickets to see Tina coming up next week at the Grand. I guess we should also, again, touch as we get closer and closer, the Second Century campaign. And for you and others who are working on it, have most of the decisions been made, or is it just keep wrapping up in terms of the questions and the work that needs to be done?
Yeah, you know, we are at that point of the project on the you know, on the construction side where, yeah, every day it feels like we're getting closer, but something else percolates, and that's just kind of the nature of it. And then there are, you know, of course, there are the operational questions on our side because we have to vacate our space, and mm-hmm. we have a lot of things in that space, and how that works out, and when we, get out of the space, because we do have shows all the way leading up to our closure. So yeah, it is definitely it's a puzzle every day. I think we say every day we feel like we learn more. But we also feel like about every other day there's something else new that we have to figure out.
And we will have a few more minutes with Sean Wright coming up at 7:52. And we'll tell you about a very special show that will be coming in January. Again, it got me excited. So we're going to learn a little bit more about, again, a show that just was announced at the Grand. And also talk a little bit more about the Second Century campaign as well. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We have a few more minutes with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Talk a little bit more about the Second Century campaign, but also, again, there's a very special show that's just been announced that you'll be able to get tickets starting tomorrow. So let's get right back. Final few minutes with Sean Wright. I remember back in the early 90s when Letterman moved into the Ed Sullivan Theater, yeah. Right in New York, mm-hmm. and they actually had video of how they basically just gutted the entirety of the inside. Is that going to be the case at the Grand for this project?
Yeah, we will definitely have all kinds of project updates throughout, and it's actually one of the things, you know, Sadie Fisher, of course, was at News 9, is on our team handling all of our marketing for the Second Century, and I know she's excited for when we get into actual construction work, because it would make the job a lot easier. Right now, she's got to come up with everything on her own, and what's the hook on this, what's the hook on that, as opposed to, hey, I can go down and shoot them removing all the seats, because that's going to be something that people are really going to resonate with people, or today they're doing all the painting, that's really going to resonate with people.
Is there, are you looking for folks to still make donations?
Oh, absolutely, okay. Yeah. Oh. No, absolutely, we've still got a ways to go, sure. to get to our $17 million goal, and we encourage people go online, visit grand100.org, see all of the renderings, read about the project, read about our impact and why we need to do this project and do it now, and and how you can become a part of the support for this really transformational moment for our theater and our community.
So that's grand100.org, and of course go to grandtheater.org and get those tickets for a very busy holiday season.
And every time I turn around, we're announcing a new show or two. So
I saw one that you just announced. Oh, I guess we... Do you want to talk about Pat Murphy?
Sure.
I forgot all about that because we talked before. The manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy, is coming to town.
He is. Coming in January on January 19th, Monday night. He will be here.
Song and dance?
Yes. It's a one-man It's his one-man Charlie Chaplin show.
We didn't know that he had all these talents.
Yeah, you didn't know, but that's what we'll be doing now. Obviously... It was such an amazing year as National League Manager of the Year again, and architect not just of the Brewers' year, but of the Pocket Pancake. So Pat Murphy will be here. He was going to do it's called Inside the Dugout with Pat Murphy, a sort of behind-the-scenes look. He'll do a interview beforehand with a member of the Brewers' network, and then the best thing is for fans, he'll open it up for Q&A for about 45 minutes. And, of course, this is in January, so it's just a week or so before he heads to Arizona to get ready for spring training. And so, and the best thing is we've got a limited number, about 50 home plate seats that they get you right there in the batter's box, right down in front of the Grand. Best seats in the house, and you get the opportunity to have a meet and greet with the manager of the Brewers, Pat Murphy, after the show, get an autograph, get some items signed, maybe I'll get him to sign, you know, my Albert Pujols bobblehead from the office. Maybe not.
You're gonna make sure the wardrobe is not full of red that night, okay?
Yes, I've had many people say that they could loan me Brewers gear for that day. I said I'd meet him in the middle. I'm not going to wear Brewers gear, but I also will not wear Cardinals gear. I'll wear Pirates gear because nobody cares about them.
Two-time National League Manager of the Year. Two for two.
You
don't see that very often, you know. Talk about the pressure. I was going to do it next year. That'll be a question. How do you make it 3 out of 3? Well, you have to. You know what you have to do.
Helps having Brandon Woodruff accept the qualifying offer. That's for sure. So no, we're really excited. That's just, you know, to the idea that everything is. We have something truly for everybody. I mean, I think that we've got in about a 7-day stretch in January, we've got Broadway with Kinky Boots. We've got dueling pianos. We've got a country show with Colin Ray, and we've got the manager of the Brewers, Pat Murphy. What more could you want?
Are tickets available now?
Tickets available Friday morning at 9 a.m. And you can get those. And as we always remind people, if you're a subscriber, you would have access to the presale, which is live now. So again,
and it's never too late to become
never too
a subscriber.
Late. Oh, no, we have plenty of shows still left. 4 shows get you, makes you a subscriber and gets you opportunity to presale, because those tickets are gonna go, especially those good ones. And we've been asked if there will be pancakes available in the Great Hall. We're working on that. We'll see.
Absolutely. And real fast, again, one more thing. I saw just yesterday, you announced a show for May the 3rd of next year. Board Teachers. Comedy tour.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, it's like, weren't they here recently?
They were here two years ago. And it a year and a half ago, and just fantastic. And it, as I said, teachers love it, but truly, as their marketing said, anybody who's ever graded a paper or sat in a classroom or attended a parent-teacher conference, we all know. And just the fact that their tour is called "Is It Friday Yet?" Somebody said, we've all asked that question.
By the way, the first thing I thought when I saw that announcement yesterday was, May is the perfect time they're ready for the end of the year. It's been a long grind.
Perfect time, and this is how they know their market. They only do shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the Sunday show is always at 3 p.m. Because it's a school night.
There you go.
So get in, enjoy your afternoon. You have no guilt. And perfect. Yes, the last time we had it was in August, right before the school year. So as somebody said, they were like, all the Sunday scaries we got out and that. So here they'll get all of the, we have a full year of, yes. So
fantastic. Again, go to grandtheater.org, and that's E-R, not R-E, because you want to make sure you get those tickets at the right source.
Absolutely.
And again, become a subscriber. Get the advantage of getting those Pat Murphy tickets and every other show that comes down the pike before. And in fact, the May 3rd, that's all right before the end of the
It's one of the last two or three shows before we shut the doors.
Well, Sean, it's always good to hear what's going on at the Grand. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time.
Sounds great.
Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater. Coming up on 8 o'clock, top of the hour news update, news, weather, sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at 8:06. In fact, Pat's guest at 8:06 will be me. Yep, I'm joining Pat Kreitlow coming up after the news at the top of the hour here on 98.9.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. The time is 8:23. A little bit warmer today to start things off than we've seen the last few days. A little bit of fog, a little bit of mist, overcast conditions, but 38 degrees is the temperature here in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, our WXCO studios. Today, it will remain overcast with a slight chance of a little bit of rain in a high near 43 degrees before the sunny skies come back tomorrow, a Friday high of 42.
No snow yet.
Yep, no snow yet, but Ian Welsh across the way. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, Chen. I have seen that they had started making a snow up on Rib Mountain. And a couple of days ago, it was actually nice because, you know, a couple of days ago it was pretty frosty, but then driving home after the show, I noticed there was quite a beautiful a layer of a frost that was over many of the trees, and it looked like something out of a Christmas card. It was actually very beautiful. I'm not a huge fan of snow, but, you know, once in a while, I really appreciate it.
Speaking of Granite Peak, the Granite Peak ski area just has announced the official opening of their 2025-2026 winter season.
Nice.
It will be coming up next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November the 28th. Midwest Family Ski Resorts will open all three of their resorts, including Granite Peak, Lutzen Mountains in Minnesota, and Snow River Mountain Resort in the UP of Michigan. And they're inviting skiers and snowboarders to enjoy the Midwest's longest slopes and fastest lifts. Granite Peak, to begin with, will open with several lifts and runs featuring terrain park elements and beginner routes. The resort is known for its family-friendly atmosphere and snowmaking capabilities. So, again, a chance next week on Friday, enjoy Thanksgiving with the family, enjoy that turkey and ham and the stuffing mm-hmm. and everything else, and then try to work it all off by going to the ski hills and snowboard or ski or whatever you want to do at Granite Peak. Again, you know Granite Peak is the highest point in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so it's absolutely. So Granite Peak opening a week from Friday. Also wanted to let folks know that this morning, if you are a subscriber to our WXCO newsletter, it returned. I have taken over as the editor of the newsletter. So this morning in our newsletter, we have Isabella Nieto's story about the Marathon County Sheriff's Department considering a partnership with ICE. Also, we have our featured podcast for the week, and that was our podcast yesterday when we had the talented students of D.C. Everest Senior High School talking about SpongeBob the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Some other stories we highlighted in the newsletter. A Democrat, Jillian Bettino, launched her campaign for the 29th State Senate District seat as a Democrat. Also, a link to our story about the Wausau City Council approving and Mayor Doug Denny denying the 2026 budget. We have our story about the Marathon County Literacy Council collecting letters for Santa. That is underway. And also our write-up on Tuesday night's girls basketball season tip-off with the games around Central Wisconsin. Plus, we have our listing of our upcoming play-by-play of high school sports, including tonight when the Newman Catholic Cardinals and girls basketball will host Northern Lutheran, 7 o'clock airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So again, hope that you can, if you have not subscribed, you can start subscribing to our newsletter as we'll give you the news, the weather, the sports, our upcoming play-by-play schedule, and more on our weekly newsletter from 98.9 WXCO. Just go to WXCO.fm. It will have a message pop up asking you if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter. Please do so, and you'll get the information from me every week with WXCO. All right, well, let's wrap it up with our number of the day quiz. And Ian Welsh,
work to do this week.
Well, you're 1 for 3. You're right where you need to be because we give him 3 choices for the number for the day. So based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 right, 33%. Every week, if he gets better than 33%, which would be 2 out of 5, which is 40%, that's a passing grade. If he gets 3 out of 5, that is more right than wrong in a winning week. 4 out of 5 is an A grade, and of course, try to go for that perfect week. Give him the gold star for a perfect week.
It's been a while since I've done that.
Well, that's not very easy. 5 out of 5.
It is a challenge.
1 for 3 so far, so if he gets it right today, that means he would clinch a passing grade for the week.
Yes.
Coming up today at 1 p.m., the Edgar High School football team competes in the Division VI state championship game at Camp Randall Stadium.
Okay.
The Wildcats are taking on Darlington. Edgar has won 9 state championships in their school history in high school football. They've also been in the state championship game a number of times in addition to that. Okay. Our number for the day is, counting today, how many times has Edgar been in the state championship game in high school football?
Okay.
Your choices are 16 times, 19 times, 22 times.
So including today.
Including today. They've 16. Won 9 times so far.
They've won 9.
So how many times, counting today, have they been in the state championship football game? 16, 19, or 22 times?
Okay. Final answer, I'm going to say 19. I'm going to say 19 times. Final answer.
Edgar has advanced to the state title game in football 16 times.
Ooh, the smallest number.
So 1 for 4.
I tried.
Puts it all on the line tomorrow.
That's right.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Newman Girls Basketball, 7 o'clock tonight on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.